to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
Sadly, it did not do the iCarly theme.
Yeah. Man, I was like, I was hyped.
That could be one of our down the road projects. They do a parody of it, but it's just Goons, Games, and Gear. I think that could work. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think we could do it.
Yeah. I like it.
Hey, we're back. I still have my Zach plush. Derek got his poster fixed. We got Happy Rob here. Happy Dead Dondas. We got Edgy Editor. Everyone's here. It's Goons Gone Wild. That's right. I need some kind of I don't know, sound bite for that. But
victory screech.
Okay. That's enough.
Rip headphone users.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really though. So yeah, we're back. Let's talk about some stuff. First of all, thank you for the huge explosion TikTok followers. If any of you are somehow listening or going to listen, that one of our videos popped off magically, which was kind of nuts. Because we mostly give up on TikTok, but hey, here we are. the Chinese overlords are just like, you know what? We're not gonna let you get to 1,000. We're really, really close. Because we were stuck in 270 or 270 for months.
Ever.
Forever. Yeah. And then I come out with a Meat Canyon reaction video or short, and bam, we got them all. Anyway, we are Goons, Games, and Gear. This is Goons Gone Wild, where there's four of us instead of two stupid people. This is a cloud-based podcast, so everything's through the internet, so there might be some hiccups, so unfortunately just deal with it until we all move in together and get that streaming house going, which by my calculations will be in 22 years. I already introduced you guys.
I'll be unalived by then.
Huh?
You think I'm going to make it another 22 years?
I think yes. So.
I'm already 67, man.
Wow, you look great for your age.
Next, you'll be telling us you're 420 years old. Blaze it.
I said 67, all right? I didn't say I was 69.
Anyway.
Shut up, Rob.
You know what we're talking about today? We're talking about video game villains. But before we get into that, we're sponsored by no one, so someone should sponsor us. And
right.
I have no ad rolls. So this is the good part. You join us now, you enjoy ad-free viewing. Yeah, that could change soon because we might hit YouTube partner.
Right. We could be huge at any moment. You know,
any moment.
Honey's on the line. I could call them. They're best friends. I was giving them some really good words before.
Were you?
I clipped it too. I want to start this with a rant that's kind of unrelated, but you guys ever see, probably not George or Rob, but there's these videos where YouTubers, I made a secret channel and did these steps to get it to, grow. Have you guys ever heard of these?
Oh yeah, it's the secret to monetization.
Where it's like
I made a secret channel and in 3 months I was rich.
Right. Yeah. I hate those videos. Not because they do it, but because obviously they're not starting it the same way they did before. They have this insane equipment that no one has, and it's I started this new channel. And this is how I grew so fast. You grew so fast because you have a 4K camera. You have all this equipment after the fact,
Right.
No one starts it with a crappy webcam like the rest of us have. And it just annoys the crap out of me. It's dude. I'm trying to learn something from you. And you don't obviously.
You're just showboating in my face. That's all you're doing.
Okay, what I did was I actually just took subscribers from my bigger channel, and then I
I told everybody, hey, I'm making this video. Can you all go subscribe to this other channel?
Right. So I don't know. That's my, I'm going to try and start this with a rant because I just been more pissed off recently. And all right. So ultimate video game villains. I'm going to go first here. I'm going to say Donkey Kong. And now you're going to think he's not a villain. And yes, he was. He took Paulina. He threw barrels at Mario. We assumed he died, but he didn't. And he's just,
now he's Seth Rogen, dude.
Now he's Seth Rogen. Yeah. I don't know. Technically he was a villain for a little bit. And then I don't know why they decided to make him a good guy, but there he is. I think we could see a reverse redemption. I think they can make another Donkey Kong game where he's a villain. I'd love to see it.
I would actually.
Mario's hey, Donkey Kong, and Donkey just beats the shit out of him.
Pulverizes
him. Then he walks
what
over.
What are you doing?
Then he walks over and bro hugs Bowser, and he's like, "All right, let's get it."
Right, I think Bowser's a crappy villain. What has he accomplished?
Nothing.
He doesn't do anything. His minions do everything for him. He's there at the end of the game and dies.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that the mark of a true villain? When you get to the point where you don't have to do anything, you can have the minions to do that. That's like mob boss level.
You're just rich. Right. The most villainous thing is he like sacrifices his children to the Italian plumber and like uses them as a meat shield.
Actually, the Koopa kids aren't his children biologically. They're just like agents of mayhem, but Koopa kid actually. But Bowser Jr. is his kid.
Right. So he's sacrificing his only son then.
Although he possibly might be a rapist. Like, we don't know who Bowser Jr.'s mom is, and he only has...
It's obviously Peach.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, was it consensual? Who knows? You know?
I mean, I keep saying it. Peach leaves willingly. Yeah. Mario is the real villain, making her go back to her castle and her pampered life. She doesn't want that. She wants to slum it with Bowser.
I think by that logic, Peach is the real villain.
I think you might need to lay off the adult art there. It's not going the way you think it's going, pal.
You don't know. I mean, how does Peach get captured every time? She has yet to like bring a gun to stop these kidnappings.
You don't have guns in Mario, you reprobate.
You ever heard of Bullet Bill? Checkmate.
They got cannons.
Bonsai
they got
Bill,
things that Bullet shoot Bill, normal literal cannonballs. Bullets.
So I can just disable my video and just drop out at any time, right?
I mean, it honestly kind of screw over my other layout, but yeah, you could. You could do that. It would just be mean. Let's see here. Sparky says, an ultimate villain is the player on the bad side of the Fable series, throwing away thousands of lives to bring back your dog in the second game, and me raising everyone's taxes when I own the kingdom. Damn.
Dude, well, that's what happens when you kill my dog, right?
So, I mean,
I'll burn this whole kingdom down.
I mean, yeah. For a dog? Like, kill my wife, kill my kids, but don't kill my dog.
Rob, you ever play Fable?
No, I've never gotten the chance to.
Well, fun fact, it's a cool game where you can actually get an STD, and you can become the kid.
And you slowly die from it.
Yeah, you slowly die from it. I think it was actually herpes, right? That was the...
Yeah.
You could get herpes. It was pretty
awesome. They really don't... They don't make games like they used to anymore.
Really? Yeah, really, though. I mean, name another game where you get herpes.
What you're saying is I could mod in, like, syphilis or something?
I mean, I'm sure you could, but this was, like, back in the... What, the 360 era? Even before? No, the first Fable was on Xbox, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other two was on 360, and then everyone wants to make another one, but they won't. But yeah, no, you can become the ultimate villain in that game, which is kind of cool.
I want them to make another game.
Are you really a villain, though, if you're just trying to save your dog? Like, yeah, you sacrifice thousands of souls, but it's for a good dog.
I mean, we can make that argument. Is John Wick a villain? I wouldn't say so.
Oh, no, no. He's
not at all. Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing. He sacrificed millions of people.
Yeah, but those people were bad people. Like, what?
You don't know what these villagers do.
Well, I mean, everyone that John Wick has murked have had guns and shot at him without, like, John Wick pulling first. So
all of them?
I can't think of a single one that was a good person.
I mean, good is subjective, right? Like, we can...
Okay, now we know George is the villain in here, but...
The ultimate villain. We found him.
The ultimate villain. Rob, who's a villain in your eyes? Who's like a big villain that you'd say, you know what? I wouldn't mess with that guy.
A villain that I wouldn't mess with? Handsome Jack.
What exactly did he do?
Handsome Jack was just kind of a...
Was he just a
kind of a dick? And just, you know, lied, cheat, murdered, and stole his way through Hyperion, and then managed to just ruin a metric shit ton of lives. I mean, Christ. He told some, what was her name? Helena Pierce, I think her name was? That her face looked like a skag barfed on it or something like that.
Yeah, but that's just mean. I mean, like, you could be
or a looks like, her, like she headbutted a belt sander and made her give her whole sob story about it to try and, you know, placate him and keep the town safe. And then he shot her in the skull and was like, Wilhelm, kill these savages. And just literally guillotined an entire town. And he's just the whole game. He's just doing this smarmy, dickish nonsense. Roland got killed because of him. Lives got ruined because of him. He's just, that's a good villain. Handsome Jack is a good villain.
Let's see.
And use his daughter as a battery. That's correct.
He was like king of the psychos in this like psycho world.
Oh, I never finished Borderlands 2. I got extremely bored with it, and then I kept trying other ones. And for some reason, I think the only one that actually clicks with me is 3, because I can be a mech suit, and that's like I love being in a mech suit.
Which is ironic because it had the weakest story out of all 3.
Oh yeah, that's what I heard. Like I never beat it, but like the story is abysmal.
Can you beat one of these games, please?
I beat one. And I wasn't like a huge fan.
All right, fair.
I beat the Vagina Monster, I did not feel satisfied with my
the plan. Vagina Demon.
Vagina Demon. George, what do you think? What's a big baddie?
I mean, I could go with probably an obvious answer to anybody who's listened to me in any of the previous podcasts and go with Albert Wesker, pre Resident Evil 5, but I think for this topic, I actually wanted to talk about the villain. What was his
Scar
name?
Scar from the Lion King.
No, yes, game. No. Scar was a hero.
Goodbye, Mufasa.
He knew that Mufasa wasn't the right leader. Okay, he paved the way for Simba to be great.
He speed ran Simba into the King of the Lion.
Yeah, exactly. He power leveled him real fast. No, I actually, Derek, you might have to help me remember his name, but the villain in Far Cry 3, like
Voss.
Oh. Yes. I think Voss is up there.
He's a really cool villain. Like he was very interesting, kind of attractive.
I mean, and he really compelled you to be like, you know what? I don't like this guy. I'm going to do this. Like Far Cry 4, when I was playing that, I'm like, you know, I don't really care that much. Like, compel me to play the game.
I just want to point something out here. Sparky Smith in comments says, was Voss really a villain?
No.
He sold your brother to a rapist.
He killed half of your friends in the beginning of the game.
He enslaves like half your friends and kills the others. He also ties you to a brick and almost forces you to drown.
He's a crime lord boss.
Depending on the ending, you sleep with a sister who then murders you. I don't know. I thought you just were so upset with Voss that
semantics. Yeah,
I didn't turn anything off though.
Semantics. I agree, Sparky. This is all semantics. You know.
I mean, yeah, you did redeem yourself by banging his sister, but he's still a villain, right? I mean, he tortures people. He's also he was in Better Call Saul, the actor.
Oh, is he?
True. Oh yeah. It looked exactly like him too, which is kind of crazy. I miss Far Cry 3 was so good.
Far Cry 3 was really good.
You know, this is a Far Cry episode. Let's talk about Far Cry.
All right, episode's over. I broke it.
Let's see. Derek, what do you got?
I assume we're going to talk about multiple. So
yeah.
My first one's going to be Majora. Like the actual mask.
The mask. Oh, the mask.
It's literally a mask that's a parasite that controls whoever puts it on. And he was like, screw it, I'm going to destroy the world by crashing the moon into the planet. Why? I don't know. Why not?
I hate everyone. I'm a mask.
Can it also create like alternate realities? And that's why there's the whole like going back in time thing? Or is that...
Yeah, it was like used in like... I forget what the like actual lore is, but it was like cursed or something. It was used in like rituals. It became like sentient and evil. So
yeah,
but then, like as opposed to Ganon, who has like, there's like a reason Ganon does what he does. The mask is literally just like evil. It's just like, yeah, I want everything to die and be consumed and
semantics. I think the mask is actually a hero. He knows that Hyrule is cursed and plagued, and he's just trying to start from scratch.
That's right.
Well, noble, I don't think using a moon is gonna. You know,
you could do it in a better way, I'm sure.
Oh, great boss battle, though. Like, also, you know, speaking of which, I like to reference these boss battles. Bowser, terrible boss battle. They don't change anything. He's never interesting, other than like Mario 3D World, where he climbs up a tower as a cat. Voss, that was actually kind of disappointing because I think they bring him back. I think he's in some kind of DLC. Who did Rob say? Rob said, Handsome, I think it was like Miss Pac-Man, right?
Oh, Handsome Jack.
Did he get sucked into the vault? Was that the end?
Nope. He woke up the warrior. You fight the warrior, and then you kill him afterwards. Oh, well, you fight him, then you fight the warrior, then you get to shoot him in the face.
Right.
Hmm.
Majora's so cool, where you go Fierce Deity and then
smash,
bang, boom.
You know another huge villain? Miltank from Pokemon. You know,
that dude, was... Whitney's Miltank? That's actually a villain. That made kids cry.
Whitney's Miltank, yes.
Put her Miltanks, though.
Her Milky Tanks?
Semantics, though. Is that Miltank really... Like, it's there to make the kids go back to school and focus on their studies because they're trash at the game.
A villain. Yeah, that's a villain. That's like, I want to beat that cow.
It's reducing kids thinking that they're better than they are. Know your role. Stay in your lane. Go back to school. You're trash at this game.
Oh, man. That thing pissed me off so much. Fucking rollout. Screw rollout. Screw... Flash, you know, I just don't like this. Ain't Miltank didn't have Flash, but
it's just go grab a Geo, dude. Like, what are you doing?
I don't want Geo, dude. He's boring.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Oh god. It was Rob Partner Pokemon. Oh no. The Alolan Geo, dude. Love it. Anyway, do you think, I mean, realistically, Bowser would get demolished by Majora, but.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What about Ganondorf though? Could he beat Majora? Maybe he find love.
So Ganondorf is like, he'd just get resurrected again. So I mean,
so like, I know there's a picture that goes around where it's just, you know, from like a Senor Pelo on YouTube, where it's just Mickey and the coronavirus just sucking face. I kind of imagine that if those two meet, Ganondorf and Majora would just be like, oh.
What the fuck? Yeah, I mean,
I get his if A equals B, B equals C, then A equals C, right? So, like, Ganon, I assume, would just like put Majora on, but like, would
so it'd be like it, eating ass,
yeah.
How do you get that? I guess the back of the mask would be his ass. So I'm
just
kind of
in the mood for some dark chocolate. Not mean, wink.
That's it. This is now like which villains would eat ass? That's first again.
Didn't we do that last week?
No, that was who lays the best pipe.
Yeah, that's
same semantics. It's all semantics.
It's not semantics. It's a deliberately different act from.
What about Yami Merrick? What are her thoughts? Do you think he's
a top tier? He is so badass. Oh my god, what an anime villain, dude. Like, I was actually afraid
Yami
of him
Merrick?
As a kid.
Yami Merrick.
I didn't hear it. I thought he just vomited. Yeah, no, Merrick was
with the wing dragon of Ra, dude. It's like goodbye, Joey. Kills him.
Yeah, but Joey was gonna win. He literally like
he didn't get to play the card, and then his sister finally regains her sight just to see Joey die.
You're a loser, like, Joey. So you're a loser.
Tristan bangs his sister while he's unconscious.
You big baby, you make me sick.
Yeah, Tristan went after Dale. Slams her ham while like right on top of him while he's unconscious in the bed.
God, what a turbo chat. Aren't you gonna watch the championship game where it's Yugi versus Merrick?
We're just gonna make sure you were here.
Hey, hey, Charity, do you think it's cool if we just lay Joey on the floor and take his hospital bed?
Yeah. No, it'd be on him. He's like unconscious, like he's not gonna wake up, he's in the shadow realm. You know, it's like it's a weird kink, but you know, Tristan's into it.
Yeah. It's what about Pegasus, Dice though? Bitch gets the sloppy seconds from that. So
I would say nah on Pegasus.
You think he's a villain? He literally trapped Yugi's grandpa in the Shadow Realm and Mokuba.
He was a villain while he was like, what was it? He was just like possessed, right, by like the Shadow Realm, and then Yugi breaks his like mind at the end of it. He's like a good guy later on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he doesn't have his Millennium Eye. So what's he gonna do?
It's the corrupting force of the douche. Yeah. It's kind of like Bakura, right? Like Yami Bakura,
right,
could be a villain for sure, but Bakura himself was not.
Yeah, but Yami Bakura was the spirit of Zork. Versus, there was no spirit possessing Pegasus. It was just
right. He was just a dick.
A dick. Like, he's just a dick. I can see that. That's a good call. That's a good call. Let's see here. What's another? What about Great Mighty Pooh? Rob, you play Conker, right?
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure I have that whole entire song memorized and committed to memory.
You never saw my back tattoo? It's the lyrics. It's like
it goes right down to my ass where the Mighty Pooh is hanging out.
So you're telling me that on the entirety of your back, I'm absolutely going to cut you off, by the way, just so you know. You're telling me on the entirety of your back is I am the Great Mighty Pooh, and I'm going to throw my shit at you. A huge supply of tish comes from my chocolate starfish. How about some scat, you little twat?
Yeah, and then the other, you know, the rest of it. And, it
and
keeps
then
going
do you really think
sheet.
You'll survive in here? You don't seem to know which creek you're in. Sweet corn is the only thing that makes it through my rear. How do you think I keep this lovely grin?
Ding.
And then, now I'm really getting rather mad. You're like a niggly, tiggly, shitty little tag nut. When I've knocked you out with all my bab, I'm going to take your head and ram you up my butt.
Your butt.
My butt.
Your butt.
That's right, my butt.
Your
my
butt.
My butt. That whole entire thing is on your back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
cool. Yeah. And, like, you know the part where he's, like he's, as an opera singer, his mouth is completely open? That's, like, right where the chocolate factory is. If you catch my drift. My butt. Like, I don't know who highlighted that, but good
I
job.
I got you. Don't worry, Skeeter. I got butt. You.
There's only one other person who can highlight it. We've been over this.
George. We'll I didn't that. Ask for sass. I just asked you to be on part of this episode as a panelist. I don't know why you're yelling at me. I had a long day, yeah, and I don't need this kind of sass. Yeah. So I'm just saying. What about Ridley? Didn't Ridley, like, murk Samus' parents.
Yeah, Samus's planet of KD, I think it was like KD2L or something, like, or whatever the hell it was called, basically killed that whole entire colony right in front of her, and then the Chozo found her and turned her into the super soldier she is today. And yeah, and now Ridley is just her bitch.
Huh. But is Ridley a boy or girl?
Boy.
Now, does Ridley lay it?
Like, but you shouldn't be misgendering people or assuming genders. That's
why I was asking.
That's a no-no. That's a no-no.
You know who's also a giant douche, but not? I'm not sure he's really a villain. Psycho Mantis. Like,
yes,
he's like kind of a dick.
Well, George, did you play Suikoden? He did ask if you have a save file on there.
Not of that game, no. He asked me a different question.
What did he ask you?
What the hell are we talking about?
Yeah, where did that come from?
We're talking about Psycho Mantis. He reads your memory card and regurgitates a title.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right, but the way you phrase it.
Idiot. I thought someone asked if you...
Right, that's what I thought. Confused.
Another... I don't know if we can categorize as a villain, but I know it hates me. What about RNG, just in general? Is RNG an entity? Does RNGesus really exist? And if they do, gotta be a villain, right?
Well, that's why you use Way to Die, you know? Just get the high rolls by, you know? Dude, Way to Die, I use that in all my characters. Like, how do you get 4 nat 20s? I don't know, man, but...
Yeah, but in video games, you don't have that opportunity.
It's called modding.
Then what's the point of playing?
What about Shao Kahn?
Shao Kahn?
Yeah, is he a villain?
Yeah, he's a villain. Homeland. No, he wants everybody else's homeland.
So he's just like, he knows who he wants.
He cheats. He's Genghis Khan, literally.
Yeah, he basically. Huh. He cheats at the rules of Mortal Kombat if he loses to force another tournament right away, and in hopes of defeating the weakened warriors, so that after 10 victories, he can basically absorb their realm into his. So, yeah, I mean,
I just sound like Command and Conquer with extra steps.
Well, yeah, he's a conqueror.
Command and Silly, more like
a robber. I'm sorry, Derek, did I cut you off?
I was gonna say, what about Gladys?
Yes, from Portal.
It's Gladys. Yeah. What is it? What is their motive? Like, what do they care?
She enslaves you to do the tests in order to. She was like made to curate all these tests, but then she like grew sentient and was like, "No, you have to keep taking the tests until you're perfect." Basically.
I mean, it sounds like Catholic school.
pretty much.
The real villain. Sorry if I triggered.
Here for the religious trauma.
What about Bidoof?
Bidoof's a Bidoof. Guy. He's like actually the most wholesome character I've ever seen.
He was a Golden Bidoof was a villain in Pokemon Rusty.
Yeah, but that's not.
Yes, Rob.
The only villain here is you right now.
But I'm pointing out, look, the hard hand questions. What if under Bidoof's perfect shell is a force of evil?
No. Under Bidoof's plush exterior shell is a friend.
The best friend. I mean, George, if you keep playing with that fidget, I'm going to strangle you.
One of my favorite villains is Ansem from Kingdom Hearts, because he literally just makes an army of himself because he's the only one smart enough and the only one he can trust.
That sounds awesome. That sounds like Metacooler. That sounds really, that's pretty sweet. I think it's a good idea. Does he win?
He gets pretty close, but you know, the power of friendship and that kind of bullshit. Right?
The power of friendship, yelling, blonde hair,
and Disney copyright. We will prevail.
We'll prevail. You know, honestly, I think people give Dr. Robotnik or, you know, Eggman, like, I think they underestimate him. He actively tortures animals by making them into robots. He literally basically decimates an entire landscape just to get robo pets, which again is just torture. I mean, I don't know why he hasn't just nuked Sonic and his team, but he has that option.
Right. All he's got to do is wait until he's standing still and like shoot egg.
It's the same dynamic, right, as the Joker and Batman. Like, they need each other. It's kind of a love thing.
Yeah, but Joker actively doesn't kill Batman because it's too much fun. Versus, I think Eggman.
He tries to in Arkham. What was that? Asylum, right? When he takes the serum.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. That's
He was close to doing it, and then he's dead, and then Batman goes crazy.
What about Waluigi and Mario? Is that like a hardcore villain?
He's actually a menace.
He's just a dude.
Him and Wario.
He's causing a problem. He's just a dude.
Yeah.
So, again, it's all a matter of perspective. What about, for you guys, I'm sure Rob is going to be on my side and say not a villain, but Virgil from Devil May Cry.
Virgil did nothing wrong.
He's an anti-hero, isn't he?
I mean, I mean, in my heart, he's not a villain. He's just a really cool older or twin brother. But
right,
he literally wants to enslave humans for being inferior, even though he's half human. And he also like
Virgil did nothing wrong.
Well, I think a dog that keeps stopping him, but he hasn't like actually been able to succeed. But he's so cool, though. I let him get away with anything. That's how cool he is.
Virgil simps all four of us.
Yeah, but so here's my question to you, if that's the case.
How am I so hot? Well, it goes back to when I was younger.
Where's your motivation?
Are you motivated?
Virgil's motivation?
No, you. Are you motivated? Where is the motivation?
For what?
Where's your motivation, Derek?
I don't know. Where is it?
You know who's one of the worst villains?
King Dedede has done nothing.
He's garbage. I was gonna say Cortex, who literally loses to a bandicoot.
Let my man retire to a nice big beach.
No,
with a nice big drink.
I'm not,
and a woman with nice big bags of ice for her aching head.
I've never played any of the Crash Bandicoot games, but he seems like a total loser and actually hasn't achieved anything.
No, he hasn't.
So, like, why don't they just invent like just a real gun, like not a ray gun, just like a like pure metal, you know, a Smith and Wesson, and just pop Bandicoot. Like, you can't dodge it, right?
Yeah, but where's the fun in that?
Well, where's the fun in losing all the time?
Right. Mm-hmm. Do better.
I don't know. Some of these guys are trying their best, and it's just clearly not enough. And I don't really know where to begin helping that.
Yeah, we should hold like a therapy session for villains. Just like, you're all losers.
I don't know, man. Why do we keep losing?
What about Louie from Pikmin 2 and onward?
I didn't play the Pikmin, so
that was like a big, you know, didn't see it coming.
Right? Isn't Louie like an evil like agent of mayhem?
Yeah, pretty much. He's just there for chaos.
No, he is chaos.
He's chaos.
Another
Coas?
Another, you know, up for interpretation, right? Character. I know we're supposed to be talking villains, but it keeps getting me thinking about other types of characters. What about Revan from Knights of the Old Republic?
It's been too long. I don't know who that is.
He's technically bad. He joins the Sith. But I think it ends up being like a Darth Vader situation anyway, where he kind of like redeems himself at the end.
He turns it around, turns Jedi, and then the Old Republic character assassinates him and just mercs him to some nameless MMO protag.
Yeah, literally. It's sad. Sad but true. Revan, though, kind of dope.
What about Zeus?
He's like Father of the Year.
I haven't played God of War.
You're killing me.
Who Stop kills their stepdaughter and grandchild? And is like,
you're all of them.
I did it for you.
All Pantheon do that.
Pantheon. Yeah. It's one of the best games ever made. Go do it. Go play it. It's a great story of father son love. And that's God of War is literally a father son love story. I don't think there's any other way to describe it.
I have to throw a name out there too, for some of
Gary from SpongeBob, right?
Yes, Plankton. Biggest villain. No, Kefka from Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah, hard agree.
Kefka's dope. Yeah,
Kefka is dope.
He actually gets to succeed in what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And you know what? Arguably, Kefka is pretty hot. Yeah.
Isn't there someone in
Clussy? Like, he's got Clussy fever.
Bro, I don't know how well you can see it, but in the back by my Persona 5 mask, Hisoka is just chilling over there. So
he's down
back and on that back wall behind me.
What about the Enclave?
See.
All right, Rob, break it down for us.
Yeah, break it down. What about the Enclave? Are they villains?
Okay, so there literally is nothing redeemable about the Enclave. I'm just going to preface that. They are willing to shit on the wasteland in order to get what they want, which is a pure America. I'm not going to make excuses for it, especially with, you know, Fallout the Frontier nonsense and all that shit and how everything there fucking went. But, they were a significant problem within the wasteland. You already have the Brotherhood of Steel, which are basically technophiles. Technophile monks would be how I would really prescribe that. These are their technology turned up to a higher degree, whereas, you know, they always see, you know, the Brotherhood of Steel with laser rifles and pew pew. The Enclave are several metric tons of power armor that is more advanced than the T-45 and T-51 series power armors, and plasma weapons that literally just look at lasers and laugh because they can't do the cool shit that plasma weapons can. Now, there have been a lot of entities that show up. Like, you have Dick Richardson in Fallout 2. I want to say that was Vault-Tec back then. There's John Henry Eden in Fallout 3. Just to name a couple of significant examples. I'm sure there's one in 76, but I couldn't be fucked to give care about 76. But the Enclave's main biggest problem towards them is, even if they have the tech, even if they have the training, their biggest enemy is always themselves. And it's, you know, two, awesome fight. You literally could not go towards the west section of the map without getting your shit pushed in by these guys. Three, fuck you, Todd. That's all I'm going to say.
So could you answer the question then? Are they
good villain?
Okay.
In two.
In two. But they're redeemed in three.
No, they were not good in three.
What about four?
They weren't in four.
Why not?
Because Todd Howard.
Todd Howard, you son of a bitch.
You done it again.
Man, what's his name? The creature, the dragon creature in Dig Dug. Like, is that the real villain of Dig Dug?
Yeah.
I'm not up on the deep Dig Dug lore.
Oh, you're not? Okay. So Dig Dug's trying to prevent these like under the surface monsters from getting to the surface and mass murdering the human race. So he has to pump them full of air to make them explode. So
what you're saying is he is invading their homes and murdering them in their own home?
No,
he's doing it before they can do.
He's invading their homes and forcing his inflation fetish on them.
Right. I don't think he gets an erection from it.
He uses a penis pump to do it.
Yeah. That's fair. We don't know that. But you could be right.
True. True, true.
What is what's his
name?
The
elusive man from Mass Effect?
I did not play enough Mass Effect to really chime in, to be honest. I mean, as much as I know people will be like, what is wrong with you? There's really a lot wrong with me.
Well, the Reapers are like possessing him technically the whole time. So it's really the Reapers.
Right. Right.
And are the Reapers even villains? Like, aren't they just out to do like a cosmic reset?
Yeah, I don't know. They're like not bad. It's not a bad guy. They're just doing bad things.
What about all the women who reject Leisure Suit Larry? I feel like...
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Also, Zelda. Hear me out. She literally... No, every time you save Link, she does nothing. She doesn't, you know, offer herself. She doesn't even go on a date with
you. You don't get married. You're just buds. She just, like, fist pumps you and then walks away.
Thanks.
Like, yeah, because she was too busy getting the Gerudo meat.
Yeah. Getting those Gerudo gauntlets in the ass or something. I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
That big Goron sword.
Oh, do you think she's ever just gotten in a whole gang for relations with Gorons?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
what do you suppose their nut tastes like if they are on like a strict
rock? Jesus Christ, Rolf.
Rocks. It tastes like dirt. Yeah.
Rock salt.
It's chalky. Rock salt.
Rock salt.
I like it.
Obviously, rock salt. Yeah. Like, that's another tier list. Like
oh, that's so good.
Taste of all.
Oh, God.
The best nutting.
Gura's got rock salt.
What about Pyramid Head?
Are they real? I thought it was only like a figment of your imagination.
Or is that what you just told yourself? So you don't have to believe they're real.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to believe they're real.
I don't know. Maybe I want to believe.
Then you believe.
What about Pain from the Akatsuki?
I thought we were talking about video game villains, though.
There's Naruto games, right? We talked about Yami Merrick. We can talk about Pain.
I mean, kind of a sensitive bitch because, his friend died, so he's going to murder everyone.
Right. He's like, this world shall know pain. And then Naruto comes in. He's like, hey, don't hurt my boo.
Look, if you want me to know pain, I'll just stub my toe. Like, that's real pain. Right. I don't know what you have
my
to make it so
hard. Sealed a demon in me and then died. I already know pain.
There, why'd you bring that up? Now I was gonna think about that video, and it's just like, I can't. Is Team Rocket really villains? They haven't actually accomplished anything. Like, they want to be
Giovanni, definitely is, because he,
what
like
he done.
Well, he has like useful Team Rocket members. Jesse James and Meowth are just, you know,
yeah, they're useless at this point. But like, what is he? What have they accomplished? Like, they.
They own a casino.
Slowpoke tails.
I mean, that's. I mean, well, what's the difference between slowpoke tails and like just fishing? I mean, like, right? You know, like just.
I feel like a better one for this would probably be Team Plasma.
And any of the Pokemon villain.
Plasma got the closest, right? To fulfilling their goal,
yeah, Plasma literally took over the Pokemon League.
No, it was the other one.
No, Aqua. It was in Aqua and Magma. Aqua because they
woke a Pokemon up. It
now they're
the world. Yeah, and they're playing. Like, oh no, what have I done? Help me!
Hold on. They literally accomplished what they set out to do, which was like flood or overheat the world. Then they realized how stupid that was, but they still accomplished it. I'm sure people actually died. There's no way no one died from those.
Team Plasma took over the Pokemon League.
That was Gen 5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, took over Pokemon League, but did that hurt anyone? No. Yeah. They just, what, your pride?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Derek. You're saying something?
No, Getsa should have had.
No, their plans were so stupid. It was like Aqua was like, all right, we're gonna flood the world, but like you have no land to live on. You need the land, idiot.
Right.
And then Magma was like, yeah, we're gonna dry up the ocean. We need the ocean for stuff. All right, come on.
Look at that stupid. Doesn't mean they didn't get away with it. Like it.
Oh no.
It had to have led to actual death versus like Rocket. Okay, they steal Pokemon if they even get away with it. What was Gen 4? That was.
Gen 4 was Plasma.
No, Galactic, right? No, Gen 5 was
Plasma. Galactic. Or, yeah.
And he wanted to like combine hell and heaven or something. Is that
something like that? Yeah.
Here's
like
the real question.
Time.
When
Plasma was the only.
Yeah. When are we getting a Pokemon gang that like their objective is to bang Pokemon? Where's the real?
I'm 100% on board with that.
next gen Pokemon team goons.
Well, Plasma was the only team, though, that, like, actually did their goal, wasn't it?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Well, no, I'm saying Aqua, and Galactic are the only ones that got away with it. In the anime, Flare kind of started what they wanted to, but
that was also a terrible team. Lysandra was cool, but then, I don't know.
And then there was what's it called?
Skull sucked. Yell sucked.
Skull was just, like, literally gangsters. They, like,
Star, I assume, is gonna suck whenever that comes out. And yeah, Team Rocket was garbage. Yeah. Plasma like got there, and then they were like, "Oh my god, what did we do? We need to not do this."
They fumbled the bag,
pretty much.
And then Neoplasma happened, and Getsis almost killed you, and then ass pulled from them.
Yeah,
I think the Pokemon villains are arguably worse than. And I know this one's going to get me heat. Then Sephiroth.
No, because Sephiroth actually did some scum shit.
He literally
he
murdered.
Did, but I still don't think. Yes, but I still don't think that Sephiroth is even that bad of a villain. I really don't.
He didn't.
I mean, what's worse
than kill Aerith? At least we could agree on that. It was a non-fatal stab.
And then, oh, really?
Cloud
drowned her.
Oh. I don't know anything about Final Fantasy, so you could be duping me. I don't know. I just...
Oh, no, it's not, like, confirmed.
He but, literally like, could have just popped out of Phoenix Down and been done with it. No.
Well, that too, right?
That like, too, yes.
The logic is that, like, that's like Pokemon dying, right? You could use a revive. Like, no Pokemon's really dying, right?
Well, they're not down. They're not dead.
Right, so but they shouldn't use revive. They should do, like, resuscitate.
It should just be a potion then. But like the ghost Pokemon at the Death Tower in whatever town, Lavender Town. Like they can use a revive.
the real villains is Pokemon Company for, you know, for releasing like the Death Sounds in Lavender Town.
Oh yeah, that made kids like actually play Sudoku. Yeah,
yeah, the jank release of Scarlet and Violet, and actually not Scarlet and Violet for being, you know, jankiness. You know, they're the real villains,
right?
Do you think Link ever had like the want? This is kind of off topic, but I'm looking at your poster, Derek. Do you think Link ever wanted to like kiss the King of Red Lions? Because it was like a mount. He could have done stuff. Like, what could the boat actually do in response?
Oh, you know, Link was slamming bitches in the boat, and the King of Red Lions is like, "Don't worry, I won't make his mount." And he's just like slowly turning his head. The girl's like, "What was that?" He's like, "Oh, don't worry, it was a wave." And then he would like push her out of the boat and use the Wind Waker and like teleport away. I gotta go.
Get out of here, bitch. But like a year later, you run into her again. She has a kid. And you teleport again. You're like, yeah.
I gotta go save the world.
I thought you already killed Gant. Wait, is Link a villain? He actually mercs. Like, he straight up murders Ganondorf.
He's just, like, stuck in a time loop. Like, it's not his fault. Same thing as Ganon, though. It's not, like, his fault. They're just, like, stuck in this time loop of always having to fight and kill each other or whatever.
Right. I'm just thinking about the Red Lion, just looking back.
No.
Like, yeah. Rocking the boat. Rocking the boat. What about any of the women in what's it called, Harvest Moon, that didn't want to wed me? I'm pretty pissed off about it. I think they're villains. I think that denying honestly, me,
you giving them the right gift.
How about any gift, you selfish bitch? Like, the fact that I'm giving you anything is more than enough for you. You know, like, oh wait, you only want a certain gift? Well, sorry, I can't read your fucking mind. So you know, just accept the fact that I got you a gift out of the kindness of my heart. I'm a fucking farmer. I'm making like $9 an hour.
My uncle left me this farm after he tragically died. And I don't know how to farm. I've never farmed a day in my life. Right. I'm learning.
All I want is one day of coochie. One day.
And let me release inside you, and then I'll feel better about my crops not growing. Like, Jesus, I can't even grow a potato.
I'm starving.
Right.
Just water your plants, bro.
Yeah, let me water my dick inside you, and then I'll water my plants.
Wow.
Oh, ow, my oh my god. I'm just what about Rob when he's just a mean jerk to me and doesn't say nice things? I feel like he's a villain.
You after.
I feel like he's the villain of Goons Games and Gear.
Rob is?
Yeah, because he all he does is like, I'll be like, "Hey, you're hot," and he'll be like, "Shut the hell up, I hate you." But Derek says like, "Oh, you're a cutie," and he's like, "Ooh, woo," you know, like. Ooh. For anyone who's listening audibly, he's giving me two giant middle fingers, which honestly I don't appreciate.
Man.
Yeah, so you know, don't be like that, okay?
Shut up, you stinky loser.
Why?
What about the creeper from Pac-Man?
Huh? See, I don't know, because they immediately pay for their sins by dying. So, like, you know, it's like, can you blame a wild animal for attacking you?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I mean, I don't know. But is a creeper? I don't think a creeper is innately like bad. I think it doesn't know what the fuck it's doing, and then it just dies. But that doesn't apply to like the hornets or insects that sting you and die because they rip with their abdomen. Those are villains. They hurt. I hate bees.
What about Dr. Wily?
Rob.
All they want to do is make a really cool.
I would still like to know what happened between the classic series that led into the X series. I'd love to know that, because I know Dr. Wily made Zero.
Right.
Dr. Light made X.
Well, yeah, but Dr. Light found a program called Pocket P that Dr. Wily made, and it was a program, and he looked into it. And it was he was trying to find a way to virtually virtually fucking program. And so Dr. Late called him out on it, and Wiley was just too embarrassed, and then, you know, kind of wanted to kill him because, you know, he found his secret, you know, fucking program.
That's basically the lore of Mega Man.
Yeah, isn't that, I'm pretty sure that's like spot on. there it is again. There it is. Good old Rob with his big old middle fingers. What did M. Bison do in Street Fighter? Like, why is he a villain? Like, did he actually do anything?
International Crime Organization, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
but it's like, that's just normal billionaires. They break laws all the time.
Right.
Well, there was like them chicks he abducted to be like replacement bodies in case
Bison captures and tortures planning. Ryu. He brainwashes
Ryu
Ken.
Deserved it.
Ken he murdered it. Chun-Li's father. He killed Guile's best friend. And yeah, he abducted teenage girls.
Who's Guile's best friend?
Me. Guile's a douche. I mean, he doesn't deserve a best friend. I'm good. Yeah, I'm glad they're dead.
Can't remember. Dick.
Bison's kind of a shithead.
But like, maybe it was all in self-defense. We don't know. Like, what if maybe like
I don't think it was in self-defense.
You never know. You never know. What about the banana peel in Mario Kart? I feel Charlie. Like he's actually like
the
like...
blue shell? Yeah, that's actually a villain.
Guile's best friend's name was Charlie.
Was he a fighter ever?
No, he was in the Air Force with Guile.
Did he crash his jet?
Why is there so much lore for Guile, a character we've never met?
Wait, did Guile's best friend die in the 2000-2001 time frame? Did he in a plane of some sort?
No.
Was he controlled by Bison? Oh, okay.
A commercial flight.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, I can't stop thinking about that.
What about Sans from Undertale?
I mean, he attacks you if you murk all his friends and family, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like, is he really a bad guy?
No, he's out for revenge.
Right.
Revenge to the revengeoning.
Yeah. What about King K. Rool? Did he actually ever do anything wrong? Like,
he's like DDD. He's like a joke. Like, nobody takes him seriously. He stole the magic banana in the movie where DK raps. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, but like, is it stealing if you're just hungry? Like, you know,
right.
He just wants some food. I don't think it is. Right. You know, it's just like, it's kind of, it's not really fair.
What about, what's the witch's name in
Banjo-Kazooie? Grunty.
Yeah.
She's more of a bitch. I mean, she was trying to steal your younger sister's looks.
Right.
Although if you ever got a game over, you actually saw what happened and it's like a grotesque monster thing. So. You know, I didn't really faulted her. I mean, we all want to look better, particularly me. But you know, it's like she just wanted to, you know, look a little nicer. She could use skincare or something, but she didn't. So that's kind of on her. Right. I'm not sure she's a villain. You know, who's also a villain? Rob for stealing my heart. You know, it was unwarranted, but he did it.
No, you give it to
Rob.
Wow,
I'm such
freely.
A villain. I got it twice.
No, you give your heart freely, and he tries to give it back. That's not villainous. That's
no, he doesn't give. He never. Rob's a meanie head.
I've been trying to give it back to you, and you insist on it, and I'm not okay with that. Take it back. It's not mine. It's yours.
What about Dr. Octopus? Is he really a bad guy?
Dr. Octagonopus?
Yeah, like I mean. He was just trying to make his like sun collider thing, and for all we know, it could have ended up perfect, like good. So maybe Spider-Man's the villain.
Hey guys, what about Makarov?
You know the no Russian guy?
Yeah,
he's fine. He didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, I didn't. Think
I didn't. He's think the guy who shoots you.
Commander Shepard. Yeah, Commander
Shepard. Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually a villain. That was like actually such a
heartbreaking
scene.
That was a great plot twist.
Yeah. Oh, it really was.
Everyone forgot like a fart in the wind. I'm like, damn, making Stinky sound epic. Like true villain.
Fart with reverb.
fart with reverb. Huh. What about Mickey in Epic Mickey? I feel like he was like ruining Oswald's plans, like to kind of revive like everyone who just haven't gotten any like love in the last like 10 years, you know?
Right. Oswald was the original mascot and Mickey came along. So, you know.
Right. So like really Mickey's the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me sick. I actually have a suspicion, a conspiracy theory that Toadsworth is actually a villain. I think he's an inside agent for Bowser. Like, how else?
That's why he doesn't appear like he's not always there. And he was on the plane when it hit.
You see the photo? Someone parachuting.
Delfino Plaza.
Oh, Delfino Plaza. Okay, I thought you meant something else. So.
No. He might have been on that one too. I'm just saying, we've seen him once on a plane, and never again. That plane disappeared.
BioShock. What was Ryan?
Brian.
No, Brian. Ryan.
Ryan.
Will you kindly?
Andrew something. Ryan.
That's it.
What about him from BioShock?
I mean, all he did was just say some sexy words to you. Was that really a crime?
That's what I'm asking. We're at the point where we're not talking about villains, right? We're debunking what is and what isn't villainous actions.
Yeah, we probably should have went with that then. Yeah, I mean, yeah, right?
Right. I mean, and that's why Sephiroth is not a villain. He's just mad that he's a test tube baby and doesn't have a mom and dad.
Right.
Damn. Same.
You're a test tube baby too?
I believe so. There's some. You know, it's weird. I was raised by four parents. Out. But it checks out. Oh my god! Sorry, like plain comments. I'm still like laughing about that. Like Mario keeps Peach away from Bowser, so he might even be a villain,
right?
What's his name?
I love the guy. In Heavy Rain. Who kidnaps the son, and just like the way he's gonna kill him is by drowning him in a storm drain while it rains. The origami killer.
Oh really?
My god, so cool. What a like cool like
but they deserve it.
The kid, probably. He didn't listen to his dad at the mall. Look, I'm just saying, Jason should have stayed by his dad and wouldn't have gotten hit by that car. He should have
stayed by his dad.
When I was listening, I thought you meant it was another adult. I didn't know it was going to be a kid. No, it was a
child, yeah.
Oh, no, it was his son, yeah.
Damn. You actually see him drown a child? That's pretty hardcore.
I think if you fail the QuickTime events, one of the death things is, yeah, he just, like, drowns.
Huh.
So
pretty hardcore.
That game's great though. I'll have to play that.
I never played it, so it'd definitely be fresh to me.
I'll watch you play it. You'll see the Jason meme. Jason.
Is that it?
He like runs around the mall. He's like, Jason! Jason! With like different tones and pitches.
So he gets abducted, I guess? Is that what happens?
The first son gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
He has two sons.
He had.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, this is a dark game.
Yeah, it's very good. You can save the last one though. It's fine.
Wait, what? It
comes out.
Hold on. There's a lie. So he has three kids then.
No, there's two.
The second one you 50-50. Can save.
Depending on your choices and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What if I like ignore every activity and go out for like ice cream or like
steak dinner? He's gone. Oh. Yeah. You know, honestly, the ice cream's probably worth it. Probably worth more of your time.
I know we talked about Link, but
ice cream.
What about is Dark Link an actual like other
no
like.
Well, all of Zelda 2 is a villain because it shouldn't exist.
True.
Like,
true.
It's a
the game thing. Itself is a villain because it's a monstrosity.
True.
Yeah.
I had a really, really good one and I just forgot it. No. I forget. Why did you make me forget?
Because I'm the real villain.
I was gonna say. Damn it! It was like It was a mind twister. It was all levels kind of genius, and now it's gone forever. Was it Zelda related? No. I don't remember. Come on, Rob. Remind me. What was it?
I don't remember.
We were talking about
the Origami Killer.
The Origami Killer.
Yeah, it was nothing related to that. I forget why it came up. But I just, man, this is bull crap. I worked so hard, and this is what I get? Nothing?
Yep. Welcome to being an adult.
I hate it. I want a fucking refund.
Yeah.
What about
what about GameStop in general?
Yes.
Are they just oh, okay.
Yes.
We should make that should be our first video game we make. Like it's called like Game Go, and it's just you fighting this corporation for like better work.
It's Potsmag. I already use it in a D&D campaign that I've made. It's GameStop backwards, and they are the real villain.
I could see that. Rob, who's the villain in your life? My drinking problem.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that publicly.
That's fair. I was going to say it might be your silver sexy hair, but Derek, who's the villain in your life?
Mine's
Rob.
I'd say like crippling debt.
Capitalism. That's the real villain.
Yeah.
The real government villain.